Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. In this episode, we're going to talk with Tim Adlin. Tim, you've been on the show before, haven't you?
I have.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. So I'm not sure if I'm allowed to have people on twice yet, but...
Well, I'm absolutely thrilled to be back.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm thrilled to have you, too. So, now, you've actually got a product.
Yeah.
You're shipping.
Yeah. Yeah, I think last time we were here, we were talking about Mix09 and my kind of role as the creative director for that. But one of the other things that I do is work on building software. And what we have...
Interior designer and a developer.
Yeah, mostly on the design side.
Okay.
I've been working with a great developer, Carson Yanishevsky, and we've come out with this piece of software. And we're rolling out with it very soon. By the time this actually gets out, people might able to go to visitmix.com and download this via CodePlex. It's a piece of software called Glimmer. It's written in WPF, and it's a jQuery design tool. It's basically geared towards designers and front-end web developers that are very concerned with, you know, semantic XHTML sites, you know, building those sites to, you know, basically be perfect, and want to add progressive enhancement using jQuery to add, well, I guess a little glimmer to their site, right? You know, it could be things as rotating banners, could be...
Oh, please, no rotating banners.
Well, you know, lots of clients want their rotating banners, drop-down menus, really any sorts of animations that you can really think of, but it's all using jQuery, doesn't require plugins, all semantic HTML.
Wait, animation in HTML.
Yeah.
So other than the blink tag, the marquee tag, I wasn't really aware that you could do animations in HTML.
Well, it's using, designing a site in HTML to look perfect, right? And then the ability to add enhancements to it, animation enhancements, little ways of interacting with the site that you can't normally get through HTML, using JavaScript, specifically jQuery in this case.
And what exactly is jQuery?
jQuery is a JavaScript library that we began using with one of our previous projects, Oomph, which was a microformats project. So it's a JavaScript library, as I said, that allows for animations, opacity effects, all sorts of things that you can't get using normal HTML and CSS. But once again, it's just an enhancement on top of your strictly written HTML and CSS. So for people that don't have their JavaScript turned on, or maybe they're accessing your site through a mobile device, they still get the basic experience and the great experience that you've designed, but with maybe not those bells and whistles. If you have a browser that does have JavaScript enabled, then it opens up this whole other world of possibilities and different interactions that you can have.
So you're starting with a static website, a well-designed static website with HTML and JavaScript and CSS on it. Then jQuery, since those HTML elements on your page have IDs associated to them, mm-hmm. the jQuery is able to find those elements, and it knows how to manipulate them in various fashions.
Exactly. Yeah. Really, jQuery, JavaScript can interact with basically any element on your web page, whether it's a p tag or every single div, or if it's particularly divs that have IDs on them. Could be classes, so you can fade or move a whole series of things that have the same class, or very particular mm-hmm. items. So it's really powerful.
Well, and like in the early days with IE 4 or 5, whenever DHTML came in, right. Some of the early demos were showing how you could take a div and move a div around the screen and junk like that by having JavaScript code basically just cycling through and moving it across. So that would take a while to code some of those things. So jQuery is simplifying some of that, doing some stuff automatically for you.
Absolutely.
But you didn't write jQuery. You wrote a tool that's utilizing jQuery?
A tool that's writing jQuery, essentially. Because really, I'm a designer. I do stuff in, you know, XHTML, CSS. But once it starts getting beyond that, you know, writing jQuery code, that's not really my kind of cup of tea. There's really a lot of great samples out there on the web for, you know, stuff, you know, drag and drop sort of things, or, you know, expanders and all sorts of great samples. But it also requires a certain degree of knowledge on, you know, coding, if you will, right?
Oh, sorry. You're a designer.
Yeah. So I like to stay out of that as much as I can. And I find a lot of other people do as well. I'm working with Carson on many other projects. There's always kind of a certain point that I could get to and then have to bring in my developer friends, mm-hmm. right, to get some of those interactions in. And that was very frustrating. So, you know, over dinner one night, Carson and I were talking and developed the idea of, like, well, what if I didn't have to get him involved in some of these things? What if we were able to develop a tool where, as a visual designer, I could go in and work with the HTML or the pages that I've written and add some jQuery to it without having to get into the code? That's where Glimmer came from.
Okay. So, I mean, since we got so many layers here, HTML, CSS, jQuery, Glimmer, mm-hmm. JavaScript, it's a little confusing just to kind of hold it in my head.
Sure.
Can maybe look at a demo, perhaps?
Yeah, sure thing. Okay. I got a couple things I can show you.
Great.
All right. So what we have up now is the Glimmer demo page, and we're still kind of working out a couple little issues, but this is basically what people will see when they come to visitmix.com and search for Glimmer. So basically a, you know, little page, all coded XHTML, CSS, and we've added a couple little Glimmer things to it. Before we get into this, though, let me show you a real kind of simple example of what I'm talking about. So I've got this really, really simple little page here. We've got three images, essentially.
Nice little graphic there, mushroom guy.
A little mushroom guy, a little mascot for VisitMix. So let's view source real quickly. And you can see here that it's a real simple little page. We have, you know, a H2, which is just the little text, and then a UL, an unordered list with the two buttons, and then the little mushroom guy. All right? So super simple HTML. Let's go ahead and pull this into Glimmer and just add a couple little things to it. So I'm going to go over to File and Open HTML, and I'll go ahead and open this HTML. You see the page over here in our little preview. And over here you see basically a blank action. So I'm going to call this one Fade. And all I'm going to have this do is when you click Fade, the little button, it's going to fade the little mushroom guy in the airplane. So I'm going to say action type on click, and the trigger is going to be fade.
The trigger, and, that means that's the name of the item that you're going to click.
Exactly. So let's go quickly back into the HTML, and you'll see all I've done here is given the ID for this li a ID of fade. Mm-hmm. So that automatically pulls up into Glimmer as one of the potential triggers. You'll see here that it has fade, mushroom guy, unfade, and then body, div, h2, and all my other HTML elements. Mm-hmm. So I could essentially affect any of those. But for this demo, I'm just gonna hit fade. And then I'm gonna click a target. So what is the trigger going to affect? And in this case, the target is going to be mushroom guy.
We can see who the mushroom guy is.
You can see who the mushroom guy is. Gonna add a new effect, opacity animation, and because I'm bringing this guy to fade, bringing him down to zero, I'm just going to leave this end point at zero. You'll see also here that I could have it start at a specific point. Let's say we're doing something on load and I wanted it to load at 100% and then go down to zero, I could have it fade out on load. I'm going to add another action. And this action name 2, I'm going to rename to unfade. Once again, I'm going to go ahead and click as the action type. let me pull this up real quick. Lots of different action types that we can hit, you know, click, unload, as I've mentioned, a mouse over, mouse out. And then we've got lots of other stuff that we can check out. But in this case, I'm just going to click. We're going to hit unfade as the trigger. So that's going to be what you actually click. And once again, we're going to click our target as Mushroom Guy. Going to add another effect. Once again, we're going to go to opacity animation. When we pull this up once again, we have lots of different effects that we can use. We can make it bigger or smaller, make it move around the screen. But in this case, I'm just going to use opacity.
So essentially on things like, you know, targets and triggers and action type, those are all based upon what's in the HTML. The action type being the standard JavaScript actions you can reply to. But now here with the effects, these are the effects that jQuery knows how to deal with.
Exactly. So we've chosen a set of effects. One of the things that we've really tried to ensure is that this whole tool is extensible. So if people have particular jQuery effects that they like, it should be very easy to port them into the tool to be able to access those particular things. We want this to be 100% extensible from both the custom view and the different effects that we can provide people, as well as the wizards that we provide, which maybe we can get into in a couple seconds. So in this case, this is the unfade. I'm going to set this at 1. And as you notice, you can have any variant between. And then I'm just going to click save. And so from that point, if I click save or click fade, it fades. It unfades. Up here, you know, let's bring this up in Internet Explorer, and you can see it fades and unfades. So really should be very simple to do things. Now, this is a kind of silly little example, right? What we wanted to do on the page that we had before that we saw, let me give you an example of something that might be a little bit more robust. Here we have the little plane guy flying around, a little frog pops out, and this is all using strict HTML. The code is very simple. I didn't have to touch a lick of jQuery. It did it all in the tool. You can have things fly in, do very simple or very robust animations.
When I see this thing at the top here is kind of like the sort of thing I would have to do in Flash or Silverlight beforehand.
Yeah.
Why not just use Flash or Silverlight?
Well, we're kind of speaking to a different audience here. We're speaking to people that are very, very interested in very strict semantic XHTML and CSS, with progressive enhancement kind of built on top of that. People that don't want to or can't, for some reason, enable their site to have plugins and things like that. We're not in competition with those technologies at all, but we're trying to augment the space on the web and provide a different sort of set of tools.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, for example, let's say you did implement this using Flash or Silverlight. Mm-hmm. The first time you use a Ghost to the site, if they'd never had those plugins installed, they wouldn't see that little banner across the top. They'd have to install it. And if they chose not to install it, or if their browser was locked down, they couldn't get access to it.
Exactly.
And that sort of stuff. Now, with Glimmer, if I didn't have JavaScript support installed and some other things, what I would see then would just be basically what I'm seeing right now.
Exactly.
The static thing. And then the animation was just added onto that later.
That's precisely it. It's just a little glimmer, a little enhancement on top of what you've already done. So one way or the other, the end user will always get a rich, robust experience. One way or the other, this just augments that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's lots of things that you can do with it, too. You know, for instance, we have image sequencers. So once again, you know, if a user came to the site and you have a rotating banner ad something like that, they would still see an image. It just might not rotate. Things like, customized tooltips, you know, the user would obviously still see the image, just wouldn't necessarily get the tooltip. But what a great enhancement on top of what you already have. And these are examples of wizards that we also provide in Glimmer. I'll show those real quickly. Let's cancel out of this. Yes. You know, we have image sequencing wizards where you basically just go through. You can browse for an image. You know, we'll click fade. We'll add another image real quickly. Do unfade. Go through next. You can seconds between switching images. You can resize them as appropriate. Save the image sequence. We'll just call this sequence. And then it'll pop up in the browser. Let's pull this over here. And you can see that it'll go back and forth between the two. So trying to provide very simple ways to add the enhancements to your site. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to go through common use case scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Well, and how long have you been working on this project?
We've been working on this for about, well, I guess about 3 months at this point. You know, been pretty heads down on it, you know, juggling our time between this and Mix, of course. But really getting close to being able to release it to the community in the next couple weeks, I'm hoping.
Well, thanks, Tim. I enjoyed talking to you and seeing Glimmer. And I know you've got some few additional work to do before you actually do the release later this week. And then hopefully it'll be available by the time this video is actually live.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
well, there you saw a simple little tool to helping you add animation to your website that Tim and Carson have worked up. Hopefully you'll get a chance to download and enjoy it. I might remind you, though, that with great power comes great responsibility. So take care in not adding too much animation to your websites. Thanks for joining us.